good morning. Thank you for holding. My name is Sophie. I'm one of the pharmacists here. This is Mr. Philip Rice.
Yes, yes.
Hi, Mr. Rice. Thank you for waiting. I understand you have a question relating to your medication, the Fluorouracil 5% topical cream.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. And so, I'm sorry, you said your name was Sophie, is that right?
Sophie, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Can you spell that, please? Is it S-O-F?
S as in Sam. Oh, it's S-O-P as in Paul, H-Henry, right. I-E, Edward. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you willing to tell me what your last name is?
I can give you the initial T as in Tom. You can just know that I'm the only Sophie pharmacist here. So if you need to refer to me, they'll know. They'll know exactly
okay.
who you are talking about. Mm-hmm.
All right. And so if I were to ask you to tell me your license number, for example, you wouldn't tell me that either. Is that right?
I don't think it's necessary.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm going to take that as a no.
Sir.
Okay,
no.
All right.
Yeah.
All right,
you said,
so,
it won't be hard to get a hold of me. Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. And so my question is about dosing.
Okay.
And I guess it's really a twofold question. Starting with the arms, the amount that it would take to treat the arms over a three-week period, is there such a thing as a standard, a chart or something that would say this is the amount that it would take to cover the arms over a three-week period, other than just a judgment or, you know, what most people or what we would expect or something that you could go to look up and say, this is the quantity that we would expect to
mm-hmm.
treat the arms over a three-week period. Is there such a thing?
Not that I'm aware of. Now, we here don't have a chart that we refer to when it comes to topicals. I know it's, like an ongoing issue at times. When it comes to determining how many days is the quantity that's prescribed supposed to last. And, of course, that can vary, as we all know, right, depending on what area and what, part of the body or how big that affected area is. So generally, we'd say that one tube, we can consider one tube is good for 30 days. But again, ultimately, it is based on the pharmacist's professional judgment to, look through the prescription. And if we have any further questions, we can review our member's electronic chart because it may have some more information than just the prescription itself. But to answer your question about the chart, no, I don't believe we have a chart that we go off of, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So that's the first part of the
mm-hmm.
question. And then the
okay.
second part of the question is, what about just in general, is there
mm-hmm.
Prescribing information that says there's a limit to how much would be considered, regardless of whether it would be the arms or the legs or anything, just how much would be considered the maximum amount that would be prescribed just generally?
Generally? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know what it's called. Is it called prescribing information? Is that what a doctor
yeah.
would normally look at when they prescribe it? So
sure,
is it
yes.
like
you can certainly
one
refer
tube
to that,
per
okay.
week or one tube per month? Or what is mm-hmm. it that a doctor would look at when they prescribe this stuff that they would look at and say, well, anything more than this would be way out of the ordinary? Or
mm-hmm.
is there such a thing? What can you tell me about
yeah.
that?
Okay, so there are a number of resources that our doctors and pharmacists and nurses may be able to, access to review, like, dosing, prescribing information. Depending on, what the condition is, let's say in the case of this medication that we're talking about, the Fluorouracil. So there are two two approved conditions where this prescription should be prescribed for. Okay, one is actinic or solar keratosis. One is like skin cancer, like a superficial basal cell carcinoma. Okay, and so the doctor.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay. Okay, and so the doctor and the pharmacist can review, if we, you know, don't know it by heart, like what is generally recommended by the manufacturer, right? And that, of course, that's based on, you know, clinical trials and things like that. And so some of them will specify like a duration of time and approximately how much. Some will say, you know, like no more than like 4 grams a day. But in this case here, it's usually referred to as for our members or patients to apply a thin film. It doesn't specify like an inch or a dollop or anything like that. It's usually referred to as a thin film.
Right.
And it'll specify this.
I get thin film. What I can translate to a tube. How many tubes per week or day or month or whatever, right?
No, it does not. No, it does not, sir. It doesn't tell us, like, how many applications.
If somebody came along and said, I want to use 8 tubes a week, as long as it was a thin film, it would be okay as far as the prescribing information and any of that was concerned. There'd be nowhere that you could look at and say, well, as long as it translated to a thin film, then 8 tubes a week would be okay, yes?
Not necessarily, because we also have to consider the fact that, you know, there are durations too, you know, like how long the therapy can be used up to. And so in the latter...
A thin film for a week. Right?
No, not necessarily, because I'm pretty sure that the 4 grams, well, actually, if you don't mind me asking, is it like a large body, I mean, a large area where you're applying it? Because it can vary
Wait a minute. I just asked you about arms, for example.
Arms,
Is there anything that says how many tubes it would take to cover the arms? And you told me no. There's nothing that tells how many tubes it would take to cover the arms, right?
No chart that we go by. Yes, no chart that specifies. Mm-hmm.
So as far as we know, 8 tubes could cover the arms. There would be nothing to say that 8 tubes would be a thin film for the arms for a week.
That's just too much, though. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're saying it's too much. Where does it say it's too much? Can you show me anything that says 8 tubes is too much to cover the arms for a week? Anything. That's what I'm looking for. Show me something that says 8 tubes is too much to cover the arms for a week.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so let me just review your directions real quick. Apply a thin layer to lesions 2 times a day for 4 weeks. May take 1 to 2 months for complete healing. Okay, that's reasonable, those directions, because it is usually applied twice a day,
Are you looking at the directions for me? Is that what you're looking
at? Yes, specifically for you, sir.
I don't want the directions for me. I'm talking about just directions in general for this particular drug.
I'm just talking general
directions from the manufacturer, from the FDA or whatever. Just something that the doctor would look at just as a general guide that says how many tubes would it take to cover the arms for a week? And if I'm going to come along and say 8 tubes to cover the arms for a week, and you're saying, well, that's way too many, and I'm going to say, I'm not necessarily saying you're wrong, but where does it say 8 tubes is too many? Where would somebody, is there a chart or a book or something that's going to say that would be too many? Where would I point to that would say that that's too many? A book or a reference document, something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Yeah, I would have to refer to the complete monograph. That's what's referred to, or drug information. So yeah, I mean, if you know, I can definitely review that and then get back to you. But at this time, I honestly do not know if there's a specific, you know, again, chart or something like that. But if all places, I'm pretty sure it would be there, because that information comes directly from the manufacturer. Yeah, usually, because when we're speaking about tubes, it can vary also, because some medications are available in different package sizes. Some would be available.
I just want to keep it simple. If you want to convert it to, you know, the number of grams, what is it, 40 grams per tube, I think it is.
In this case, yeah, it's 40 grams. Mm-hmm.
Right. And I got one package from you, and I got one that I picked up from the local Kaiser pharmacy. And there were, I think, slightly different in terms of the company that made them or something. But one package was red and one was blue, but they were both 40 grams. And I'm just trying to keep it so that I can understand it, is all I'm trying to say. So if somebody came back and said, you know, X number of grams or X number of tubes, that would be fine. So if you're able to find something that you can point to and maybe email it to me or call me or something other than just, well, I know it's too many, a reference document. And if it's from the manufacturer, that's fine. The FDA, that's fine. Something. I looked on the internet. I couldn't find anything. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just want to find something other than, well, I just know it's too many.
Yeah, that's fair. And I have to clarify, Mr. Rice, I don't know. I really don't know. I would assume that it is, okay, just from, you know, like, you know, dispensing and speaking with patients, just like we are right now. And so, you know, and ultimately, and I will give you a reference, actually, okay? I'll get back to that in just a moment. But ultimately, it would be, again, you know, the pharmacist's discretion. But when speaking with a member, let's say the member calls us back and tells us, hey, you know, one tube of 40 grams is not lasting me 3 to 4 weeks like the doctor wants me to use. We can say, okay, well, we can send a request to the doctor to request for a larger quantity then. So that's kind of how we, you know, take care of these types of situations. Because I don't, you know, like I said, I haven't reviewed the monogram yet or the drug pamphlet, but completely anyways. And so, no, I cannot be for sure and say that a tube is way too much, but it sounds like it would be quite a bit to be applied, you know, a thin layer on your arms, let's say all over. I can't be for sure.
Right. So in case you haven't guessed, I've had discussions with my doctor already. So if you were to contact my doctor, you would find that I've already talked about this with my doctor. And my doctor has kind of decided that, you know, four tubes is about as far as she's willing to go. And I'm finding that four tubes really isn't quite enough to cover my arms for 3 weeks. And so I'm not necessarily thinking that she's 100% wrong. And she's she keeps saying thin film, and I'm thinking, well, okay, that's fine. And that is exactly what it says, thin film. And my response to that is, well, guess what? I have no way to measure the thickness or thinness of the film, much less describe it. You know, that's very subjective thing. And people's arms are different sizes. And I am a larger size than normal. And blah, 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 blah. And I'm okay with, if there's a chart or a something that people go by, I want to look at the chart and I just want to see what it is that people are going by. That's all. And if there isn't a chart, then okay, then let's all agree that there isn't a chart. And that's all I want to do. If there's a chart, let me see it. And if there isn't a chart, then let's agree that there isn't a chart. And what we're going by is just, we're just going to just say, well, that's just what we think, and there isn't a chart, and I'm just going by what I think, and there's no chart, and Phil, Mr. Member, Mr. Patient, you just have to accept that we're just going by what I think, and that's the way it is. And okay, all right, I get that, and let's just agree that that's what it is, and I'm okay with that too. But
okay.
you tell me, either if you would get back to me with an email, can you email me with something? Can
no, unfortunately, we do not
can't
send outbound messages, no email.
Okay.
No, sir,
can
but,
you,
you know, I...
Can you call me? Can you get back to me with something? No? Yes, maybe?
I can get you information that I think should be very helpful, and that would
okay.
be the manufacturer's. That would be the manufacturer's number. They should definitely have more information, and I don't know what their policy is about, you know, sending out information. I can't imagine them not being able to send information that a customer requests, but I think they would be the people to contact.
Phone number?
Customer, yes, sir, a customer service number. So let me give you the phone number of the manufacturer that we dispensed you last, okay?
All right.
Let's see here. So please bear with me.
All right, I will do that.
Yeah, I mean, if... we have all sorts of questions that, believe it or not, we're unable to answer as far as, like, drug ingredients and great questions like that you have. So we usually refer our members to the manufacturer. Let's see here.
On the box itself.
It may be.
There's a piece of paper that comes with it. Manufactured by, is it Taro? Is that? I don't know which box
it's
the one I got from you or the one I got from you.
I'll give you the one that we dispensed you by Maine Pharma. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the contact number is, let me get back to it. Okay, so we're going to contact the U.S. one, okay? And that phone number is 984-242-1400. Yeah, they're located in Raleigh, North Carolina. I don't have an email because sometimes they will have emails also. But no, unfortunately, there's not one listed here. So that would be the number to contact.
Yeah. And what do you suppose are the chances that when I call that number, I'm going to get any kind of helpful information? What do you think?
I don't know, sir. I honestly don't know how busy they are. I'm not sure what their turnaround time is. If you were to leave a message, I cannot speak for them.
Okay. But it's fair to say that you've listened to my question, and I think you understood what I'm asking.
I completely do, sir, because
All right. And if you'll hear me out and you understand the question, and you've told me that you're a pharmacist, yes? You've told me
yes.
That. And I've asked you for your license number, and you've refused to tell me. I've asked you for your last name, and you've refused to tell me that. So I'm in a position where I'm going to have to take your word for it. But it seems reasonable because, you know, I asked to speak to a pharmacist and they connected me to you.
Right.
And you understood the question. You seem to think that it's a reasonable question and we both agree that you're not able to answer the question so that either what I'm asking for, either it doesn't exist, or if it does, you're not able to provide it to me. So that if it does exist, it seems like at a minimum it would be not readily available. Certainly not readily available to me, and certainly not readily available to you. Would that be correct?
No, not entirely. I'm sure I can find it online. There are drug package inserts that we can locate online. I think it would be a good idea to contact the manufacturer also.
So
because I would.
It might be readily available to you, but not to me. Would that be fair? You think it might be readily available to you?
To everybody online. Yeah, the package insert should be readily available to everybody. Mm-hmm.
Package insert?
Let me see if I can locate it right now, because I got caught up
in
looking for.
You think it might have been included in the package when I got it? Because I did get a...
That's a point, and I wanted to mention that earlier. The package insert are usually accompanies the medication.
I can tell you with... I don't have the piece of paper, but I can tell you with pretty much 100% certainty that there was no chart that said the number of tubes that it takes to cover the arms for a 3-week period was not included in the package. No way.
Yeah.
There might have been something that said that, you know, under no circumstances should a person use more than 2 tubes per week or something like that, but not the number of tubes it takes to cover the arms.
Like I said, I'm not familiar with one. You know, all this time, we usually just go, again, based on the prescription information provided. Again, if we need additional information, we can look up the member's chart. And, you know, and also looking up the member's, weight and height can also give us an idea also. And so it varies. Yeah, it really does vary from individuals. And again, feel like it's not enough, then
I've got the paper right here. You're grasping at straws. It's not here. It's got a little chart, you know, with the picture of the atomic, you know, the N's and the P's.
Yeah,
you know,
right. The chemical structure. Mm-hmm.
There's no
chart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to locate that all this time when we're speaking. I could not locate it either. But that information would be there. But if it's not, then the manufacturer, when speaking with somebody, they might be able to provide you with additional insight.
No. See, you're just grasping at straws. What we've done is you just don't want to admit it. But my conclusion is that it's not readily available to me or to you. You want to say, well, it might be, and I guess it's okay. It might be, but you can't put your hands on it right now. And who knows? Maybe if you were willing to spend more time, you might be able to. But the fact is, you're not willing to spend the time to do it right now. And when we hang up, you're apparently not able to send me an email or get back to me in any way. I guess you wouldn't be able to spend the time on it even if you could get back to me anyway. Correct? Right?
Rice, you have to understand too that there are a lot of patients that we try our best to
there's limits to what you can do, and that's all I'm trying to say is that you just can't, and that's all I'm trying to do is just that we agree that it's just not going to happen. You just can't, and so that doesn't necessarily mean that my doctor, who knows, maybe it's my doctor's area of specialty, and so she may in fact have some sort of chart or something. And if nothing else, it's her area of expertise, and so she does have a lot of experience to draw on. And I think she used the phrase most people, and maybe that there's a lot to be said for that, because I certainly have only one person, and that would be me over the last 8 or 9 days. That's the sum total of my experience. That's really not a whole lot to go on. I get that. But what I'm trying to get to here is that you and I have talked about it here. You're a pharmacist, I'm not. But between the two of us, talking about a chart that says a person's arms over a 3-week period, as far as we can tell, what we've been able to come up with is there is no such thing, as far as we know of, that we can come up with between the two of us. It doesn't exist as far as we know.
Yeah, as far as we know at this time, that's correct.
Right. All right. And I think that's fair. So I'm good with that. And I appreciate your being patient with me. Thanks, Sophie.
No, thank you. No, because your concerns are valid and legit, believe me. And so, again, you know, we do try to be flexible and accommodating, okay, by, again, reaching out to your provider and letting them know that, you know, whatever our member tells us, this is not lasting, and I, you know, I'd like to complete my therapy. Please request, contact my doctor for a larger quantity. And, you know, I think that's a valid request. And so we, you know, can certainly help by sending a request for a larger quantity, based on our
All right, but I want to be clear. I'm not asking you to contact my doctor. I don't.
No, right. Don't worry. I'm not going to reach out because I did not hear those words from you.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So I thank you for your help. And I'm good. All right. Bye now.
Okay. I appreciate your patience. Okay. Take care. Have a nice day.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.